Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the compromise between coffee shops and entrepreneurs who want to stay all day for the free Wi-Fi, and the characteristics that hiring managers value the most. We'll have those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Feel guilty about setting up your laptop to work in a cafe for hours? One company offers a solution for cafe owners or other eateries who feel they're getting ripped off, and entrepreneurs looking for a cheap working space but don't want to commit to a monthly rent. Here's Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet, who's been visiting these spots in New York City. Ann, what did you find?
Well, there's been, I think everyone knows, kind of issues for a long time about cafes who are plagued by people who come in with their laptops to work all day long, and they'll buy like one cup of coffee and hog all the tables. So a couple places around town in New York have decided to start charging for a table. So you can pay by the hour, you can pay by the day, and you can, you know, stay as long as you want and not feel guilty. And then the cafe, you know, is happy to make a little extra money, too.
Wow. All right. So they're connected by this site you found called Work, Eat, Play?
Yeah, there's actually a couple different models out there. Work, Eat, Play is actually a platform that is not necessarily having people pay by the hour or having the cafes and restaurants being paid. What they're doing is they're connecting with some restaurants around town that are open during hours where nobody comes in. So these restaurants actually want people to come in with their laptops when there's no other business, because the people with laptops might order some food, and typically they do. And then Work, Eat, Play charges $10 for the day. They keep that money, but they have these restaurants. These typically aren't, you know, coffee places. These are kind of nicer restaurants, so I can come in with my laptop, and I tried it with one place near Union Square. And, you know, you get waiter service, and you get a table to yourself, and it was very relaxed and quiet. It was a really great place to work for $10.
Wow. So the $10 is per hour covers you for the day?
That was for the day through Work, Eat, Play, plus you got unlimited coffee.
Very good.
The restaurant was happy because there were a whole bunch of people there during hours where they typically got no business at all.
What's the reaction generally been like about folks who do use their laptops at cafes?
Well, I thought people would say, like, oh, that's super crazy and ridiculous. Why would you pay for something that you can get for free? Or how dare the cafes do that? But I went all around a bunch of traditional cafes and some Starbucks around New York, and except for one person, everyone just thought it was a great idea. I think people who are working on their laptops at cafes, most of them do feel guilty about what they're doing, and they would like a chance to pay for the space instead of having to buy more coffee than they really want. On the other hand, I don't think that people will actually pay for it, because there was one place in New York that tried this about a year ago. They were charging $6 an hour for a table, and they went out of business in 6 months. So I think it's the kind of thing where people think it's a great idea, and they think that people should do it, but they don't actually want to have to do it themselves.
Thanks, Ann. Ann Cadet, Wall Street Journal columnist. Coming up next, the coffee shop compromise with entrepreneurs. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Intelligence isn't necessarily the most important consideration for every job. Some pharmaceutical companies, for example, find optimism is the most important predictor of success in salespeople. But QZ.com says it's perhaps a bit jarring to see where intelligence landed when 500 staffing professionals were given a choice of six qualities in potential job candidates and asked to pick the three traits that were most important. Professionalism was first, followed by reliability, then came leadership, friendliness, and confidence to round out the top five. Intelligence checked in at number six. The survey comes courtesy of Fairy Godboss, an employment and job review site targeting women. To be fair, in big organizations that need to fill hundreds of entry-level jobs like customer service, the priority is hiring workers that will show up on time, pass drug tests, and perform the assigned tasks. Moreover, a recruiter will rarely get in trouble for hiring someone who's reliable, but a little bit dim, says QZ.com. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.